Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And there are lots of things you can do there at my website. It's pretty much entrepreneurial nirvana, and you can listen to archives. You can listen to this show not only live but replayed for 24 hours. And the Friday show is up all weekend. And 3,000-plus archives of past shows that we've done, articles galore, hundreds and hundreds of those, articles and archives by our guest and our good friend this half hour, Mr. Jeffrey Dobkin. He's all over our website if you want to find him in our Brain Trust alphabetical listing or under marketing in the section in the any of the suites or in the small business suites or the archives of the articles in the categories under primarily under marketing, I think is where you find him. He's our good friend. He's the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and How to Market a Product for Under $500, two different books. He's one of our top marketing experts. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for that nice review.
Well, we do what we can. I read it just like you wrote it there, Jeffrey.
And I noticed you played a little Allman Brothers. Where are they now that we need them?
You're right. You're exactly right. Where are those guys?
I like
the Allman Brothers. They're good guys. They got some awesome music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, let's talk about marketing. My audience, as you know, I have the position that that the two areas that small business owners perennially do the worst job of, from a fundamental standpoint, is in human resources. I don't think we spend enough time doing the due diligence, hiring the right people, being patient and finding the right people, and getting the right people in the right slots, getting the right round pegs in the round holes.
I also think
we do an equally inadequate job when it comes to marketing. And the reason is because I think we really don't know what marketing is all about and how to differentiate it from promotions and advertising.
Well, I think marketing definition is very simple. When you have sales, you sell to everybody or anybody. But marketing is when you sell to a defined audience. So it's really a definition of five words. It's selling to a defined audience.
Well, and marketing doesn't necessarily – and when I think of selling – I think of or advertising, I think of a specific call to action, whereas marketing could also include it could have elements of selling and advertising in it because they are part of marketing. But true marketing is largely brand building, isn't it?
I think true marketing is really sectioning out the people who are most likely to buy your product the soonest.
Yeah.
And that's the way I define it. In other words, you go out, there's hundreds of millions of people all around, but you need to make the people who are actually willing to buy your product raise their hand, stand up, be identified, so that you can sell to them more precisely.
Well, and when they raise their hand, they in the marketing activity, when those people raise their hand, they don't necessarily say, "I'll take it." But they say, I'm interested.
That's right. And that's all we really want. And that's the first part of marketing. After that, advertising takes over and says, now we have a group of people who are interested in our product.
We know where they live.
Yep. Let's send them stuff to entice them to buy or to get them to move forward or ask them if we can supply them additional information so they can make a buying decision.
And then they take the next step, which gets them in front of us virtually or literally, when we can actually put the sales program on them and maybe close them.
Yep. They stand up, and at that point, they have money in their hand while they're raising it.
So my
clients.
Well, so if we're out there and we're out here in our small businesses and we're wondering why customers aren't coming in the doors or they're not coming in high enough numbers, or when they come in, they're not really doing as much business with us as we want. We really need to look back at how we're approaching these people, don't we?
Look back at how we're approaching them. Are we approaching the right people? Can we take our current customer base and clone them and get people who are truly interested? I think that's the thing that I look for in the marketing for my clients, is digging out people who are truly interested in our products or services.
Right.
And fortunately, there's a lot of great reference tools out there that we can do that with.
Well, you always do a good job of helping us understand those, and I want to talk about those when we come back. So, folks, stand by after these messages. Jeffrey's going to help us understand how to get this marketing thing going so you can get those people closer to laying their shekels on your barrel head. 20 Till, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate, Jeffrey Dobkin, is our guest. Back at 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
Website is Dobkin.com, D-O-B-K-I-N.com. Also, DanielleAdams.com. That's the name of my publishing company, the Danielle Adams Publishing Company.
And where can we find your books?
You can find my books on my website.
Which one? Both of them?
Call Me Up. What's that?
Either one?
Either one. They both have the same website, two names. You got a redirect on there.
All right.
Call Me Up. I ship books daily, 800-234-IDEA, and 866-AWESOME.
And if they buy both books, you'll give them a discount, won't you?
If they mention your show, I will.
Yeah, do that, folks, and you get a discount. How to Market a Product for Under $500 and Uncommon Marketing Techniques. By the way, you got a lot of free stuff on your website, too, don't you?
I do. I have tons of articles that I have written. My articles are carried in and out of about 100 magazines.
Yeah, and especially if you are focused on, if you'd like to know more about direct marketing. That's your long suit, isn't it?
It is. We were talking about marketing and branding and so forth. I'm more of a direct marketing guy. When my clients hire me, they say, Dobkin, you got to make the phone ring or your history. Mm-hmm. So that's where most of my marketing is centered, is on specifically on making the phone ring.
And less on brand building, which is kind of the marketing angle that I was leaning towards earlier.
Yes. I think branding is great, but as a direct marketer, I have to create a track record.
But Jeff, would you agree with me when I say that if a small business owner doesn't get branding, if they don't understand the importance of having a brand as a small business, that it's harder for them to really get marketing?
It is in the long run. I'm not saying that my clients are short-sighted, but we try and build a brand into a long-term campaign. But branding makes the guy come back. It makes the person think of you when they are in the market for that product.
Is direct marketing kind of misleading, though? The term direct marketing, isn't it a little bit misleading? You see what I mean? Because you're not actually when I think of marketing, I think of an activity that doesn't necessarily have an immediate call to action.
Mm-hmm.
But yet direct marketing definitely does.
Yes, it definitely does.
So doesn't that maybe confuse people a little bit, you think?
Yeah.
Or is it just me? Only me.
No, I think that it can be confusing because marketing is one of the three major functions of business. I mean, there's the financial side, there's the marketing side, and the operation side. So in that scope, it's so wide and so huge that it encompasses almost everything in the business outside of the two other major sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Direct marketing, a smaller portion of that says make the phone ring.
Well, and of course, all of it, selling, any kind of market penetration, selling, advertising, marketing, all of that is an attempt to build awareness and response from customers.
Yes, response being the end I'm in.
Yeah.
And So, but I love it. It's great because it's exciting. I mean, you put 100,000 pieces of mail into the mail stream or 5,000 pieces of mail into the mail stream, and you see what you get. You know, I have some pieces that I have done that, and I got experience, which is what you get when you don't get any orders. Other times we draw, you know, an 8 or 10% response rate.
So what is the one thing that you've learned more than anything about direct mail? What is the one truism about direct mail?
That you should mail to the right mailing list. Because you can have a wonderful package, you can have a great offer, you can give away a free car, but if you're, you know, selling it to the wrong people, buying the wrong mailing list, nobody responds.
There's the old joke about he could sell ice to Eskimos.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the truth is, Eskimos don't buy ice. So if you're sending your direct mail for ice to Eskimos, you're not going to make a sale.
Right. It's a much tougher sale. And we look at the response rates. We like to figure out most promotions would be successful in between 0.5% and 1% of a response rate.
Hmm.
So, and there's actually an easy way to tell if your package is going to make money and if you should mail it for small companies. That is simply... You figure out that it costs about $0.5 a piece to be in the mail to a customer. In other words, 37 cents in postage, there's a dime for the envelope, there's a 6 cents for the package, for the letter and the creative. It's a $0.5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mail out to 1,000 people, it costs you $500.
Right.
What do you need to sell to cover $500? And the answer is, I have a lot of people that say, well, my product costs $10. And we want to direct market it. Well, you can't, because at $10, you need to sell 50 people in a mailing of 1,000 to make that $500. And that ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's a 5% response rate, and that is too high to figure out that you're going to get based on success. So you have to work the number backwards. Out of a 1,000-piece mailer, how many are you going to sell? And then you figure out what your profit is on however many you're going to sell. In other words, if I'm selling a $100 item, or I make $100 on the item that I sell, maybe I sell something cost $200, then I only have to sell 5 to make that $100 back across mm-hmm. my mailing. On the 6th one, I'm profitable. At 5, I break even.
And that's a number that you should be able to hit, half to 1%.
That's right. That's right. So at 5, I'm at a 0.5%.
Right. That's a very important equation that Jeffrey just gave you, ladies and gentlemen. And I've never heard anybody else explain it except Jeffrey Dobkin on this show. That's how important he is to us. Quick break, 29. I know it's 49 after the hour, or 10 till, whichever way you want to look at it. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we'll be right back. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest. His website is Dobkin, D-O-B-K-I-N.com. And don't forget to check it out. I hope you go there and check out some of his articles, and I hope you'll check out his books. I think you'll like them. I think you'll get a lot of benefit from them. I think you will learn from one of the masters about how to make sure that you put your best foot forward in the marketplace beyond just going out and knocking on doors and saying, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? Jeffrey, you help people, and you help people do that. In fact, you have customers and clients that aren't even where you are. You work virtually with a lot of people, don't you?
I do. I work I have a client in Costa Rica, and we do everything by email, and I have clients in California.
Now, that sounds like a client that you need to go see face-to-face to me, Jeff.
By the way, Jim, let me mention that statement that I made, how to figure out if your mailing is going to be profitable mm-hmm. before you mail it, I'm right. going to take that article that I've written and send it to you, so it'll be on your website.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's make sure we get Sarah to put it up today, and if you'll do that, I'd appreciate that, folks, and you can check that out. In fact, what we'll do, Jeffrey, we'll put it on the marketing link on our homepage. There's a section there. We'll put that up, you know, right away, and that way it'll be easy for folks to find.
Okay, great.
It's let's see what's Marketing Minute by Marketing Experts. That's folks. If you look there on the homepage, on the front page of the homepage, there's a link there that says Marketing Minute. So we'll put that up real soon. Thank you for that, by the way. Okay, Jeff, what are some other things that we need to know about marketing? What are some other pearls that you'd like to share with us?
Well, what I think that if you're marketing to a national audience, and I think most people do that as opposed to geographic marketing, which is a whole different ball game, I think most people market through magazines and through trade shows, and some people market through associations. And I think that there are wonderful tools out there that make life easy for us marketeers. And there's a book of there's a couple of directories of magazines. So if you're serving a particular industry, it probably has a dozen or maybe 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, if it's a big industry, magazines that go to it. The computer industry has 500 magazines that goes specifically to the computer industry. The motorcycle industry has 38 publications that go to motorcycles. And every industry has a number of trade magazines, and the way to find them is to go into the trade magazine directories, which can be found at most libraries.
And if you have a product that is focused on grandmothers and grandfathers who drive Harleys,
mm-hmm.
there's a magazine for that. But you got to find it. You got to find that magazine.
That's right.
You can't just put it in. You can't put it in. You know, Motorcycle Today. You got to put it in Grandpa's Motorcycle Today, or whatever the name of it is, don't you?
That's right.
And this is just research that you need to pay attention to, so you can do what you said earlier, Jeff, and that's focus.
Yes. So there would be two markets that you would go after right away. One would be the motorcycle magazine market, motorcycle industry magazines. The other would be the silver hair magazines or the mature market.
The long and the tooth motorcyclists.
Yeah, and that's so. And you can define that. And every product that I've ever seen, I think, goes to more than one industry. But these wonderful trade directories, they're very, very easy to use. Trade directories such as Bacon's Directory of Magazines, mm-hmm. Burrell's Periodical Directory, Oxbridge Communications Directory of Magazines, and we talked about mailing lists before.
Before you go any further, Jeff, did you tell us where you could find those? The library,
Yes, in the
public library.
Public library.
How about online?
In the reference section.
Can we go online?
All the data is not available online, although I think Burrell's actually lets you try a 30-day trial of their online directories.
But if you take a legal pad and a pen, you can go to the library and get it for free, can't you?
That's right. I would recommend you take a bunch of quarters and photocopy the pages from the magazine directories that you need and go home, sort them out, read
right.
the editorial profile.
Right.
of the magazine.
But you need to have the same focus when you're buying local advertising, making sure that your advertising dollars, your marketing dollars, are going into the channels where your customers are, the people
yeah.
who would do business with you.
To the right
place. Whether you buy newspaper or radio or television or cable or whatever, right?
Yeah. And there's some great deals out there, some good deals in newspaper. Cable is usually fairly inexpensive.
And don't forget radio, Jeff.
Radio.
Great deals in radio. They're all over the place. That's your best deal, I think. Thanks, Jeff. Good job today.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.